This is going really well.
One. Do you even know what this is called?
Three, four, I can five, Google. Six,
oh,
seven,
Spotify search.
Eight.
Wait.
I can't get this top on this cleaning stuff.
Welcome to my podcast. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Callum. I'm from Bad Sounds.
Yay.
Okay. So, I have some questions to ask you.
Good.
If you're ready to answer them.
I think so.
The first question is...
Yeah.
What was the first instrument you ever got?
I had like a tiny little half-size electric guitar that I got when I was... probably way too young to learn how to play it, but mine and Ewan's dad always had guitars around the house, and he plays quite a bit, so we kind of always wanted to play guitar and be like our dad in that way. So I think we were kind of bugging our parents from a young age to get instruments, and yeah, I had this little, it was a Strat, it was made by Rockwood, and it was probably like, I don't know. Well, it was a half-size guitar. It was tiny. Yeah, and that was it. I never learned to play anything on it.
Oh.
Not on that guitar.
Getting it?
But I got other instruments later on, and that's when I got more like serious about it. But when you're like 5 or 6, it's really hard to like stay that, I don't know, just to concentrate on something for that long.
I can't believe it was a guitar and not like a set of maracas or something.
No, it was definitely a guitar. I remember Ewan's though. Ewan's was a drum kit, which he also never learned to play.
That's the same as me.
Yeah.
I used to play it when I was like in primary school in like year 2. I used to play the drums.
You play like every instrument, right? You play trombone,
yeah.
Drums, bass.
Guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Ukulele for a brief phase.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, no, mine was a guitar, Ewan's was a drum kit. He used to live his room used to be the like attic in our house.
Yeah.
So we had just like drums on the top floor, which is the worst idea you could possibly have. But we used to just make a noise on it. We weren't really playing seriously at that point.
We had to have like the cancelling pads over it.
Yes.
Because it was too loud.
Although our dad was like too cheap to get the official ones, so he cut up circles out of carpet, and we had just like carpet circles on top of our drums.
That's probably better.
I think it did the same job.
Not for sound, but for making it quiet.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I like this question. I've asked it to everyone. It's very predictable. Guilty pleasure songs/artists.
You know, I don't really like going for the whole guilty pleasure thing, right? So I feel like...
Yeah, everyone says that, but just try.
No, I mean, like, there is lots of music that I listen to which I know people would consider guilty pleasures, but I don't really feel guilty listening to it because I don't really feel like you should. Is this music you like? It's music. I don't really feel guilty about it. But I guess, like, the stuff that people would consider, like, lame is... I don't know, we listen to it in the tour van. It's always just like Simply Red or Lighthouse Family and Dido and stuff like that, which I don't feel guilty about, but I feel like people feel like I should.
That's not that bad.
I don't think that's... Well, what's the worst someone said on this show?
Oh, I can't even remember. Oh, Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber?
That was pretty bad. I was like, oh...
It depends. Ooh, I mean, he
I can't
does have
even
some good songs.
You
can't like. He's got some good songs, but I wouldn't like put him on.
It depends who I'm with. What my answer is, because sometimes they're like my one. We're friends because we both like it. But then
sure.
I know that I wouldn't ever say it. Like, I wouldn't be like, "Wow, have you guys listened to the new Splash Daddy album?
Yeah,
it's so good."
Yeah, definitely. But like every time I've said that like I don't really like something, I usually end up coming around to it like a year or two later anyway. So I'm always like, kind of scared to trash something that I know in a couple of years I'll be like, oh, do you know, that's really cool, actually. I like that. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of something I used to hate, but I can't say. But yeah.
I used to hate everything. I liked two bands. Well, one band and one pop artist, and that was it. And then I was like, because I liked rubbish things, because I, you know, when you're like, unfortunately, I was around when little girls like One Direction.
Yeah.
And then I was like, one year, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I like One Direction. So I just stopped liking them and then just liked Arctic Monkeys and Marina and the Diamonds. And that was it. That's all I liked. And then
I'm so confused. How do you decide to just stop liking something?
It's because I just realized that I think I'd heard something, like a song by whatever, like a rock song, and I was like, what on earth have I been listening to?
Sure.
And then I just stopped. And it's because I didn't really like them. I just liked them because everyone else liked them.
Yeah, I think there's like so many times I feel like people get into a certain band or a certain artist because of everything else except the music, like the way they look or like their personalities or whatever. And that's kind of like, I think that's always been the case, but I don't know, I used to judge people quite a lot for that kind of thing, but I kind of know that I'm a bit of a victim of it as well, so yeah. I feel like everyone gets caught up in it.
I never had an emo phase either, so it was quite easy to just...
You literally went 1D, straight Arctic Monkeys, that was it.
Yeah, literally. No, that's it. Behind me, over there, is my favourite cardboard cutout of Alex Turner. It's actually his birthday today.
Your favourite of many.
I only have one, but it's the best one.
I don't have one of those. I don't have any cardboard cutouts.
I got it for my birthday like 2 years ago.
Sweet.
But I feel like now Arctic Monkeys is a bit of a guilty pleasure because everyone hated their album.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, as many people think that One Direction are lame, like probably the same amount of people feel like the Arctic Monkeys are lame, just like depending on what social circles you move in or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I just, even if they like do something bad, I'm like, I don't know, they're my favourite.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to like what you like at the end of the day, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, they're not my favourite anymore, but they used to be for many years.
Who's your favourite now? Come on. Come on. I'm right here. You can say it.
Everyone knows. I don't need to say it.
No, go on.
Okay. Favourite music video?
Ever?
All I Do. Yeah.
It's hard. There are some really good ones. I feel like all the really good ones are really obvious ones as well. What have you asked other people this question? Mm-hmm. What have they said?
A lot of them just said ones I've never seen.
What, but, and you haven't gone and watched them afterwards?
Some of them. Other ones I just know I don't like them, so I'm like...
Okay.
It might be like a performance video. I'm just like, what? Is this really your favourite video?
Yeah.
And most people are like, I don't watch music videos. I'm like, okay.
I don't really anymore, but like I kind of remember like having a VHS. I had two when mm-hmm. I was a kid. One was the Michael Jackson videos, History, and one was Bon Jovi. And it was both like, it was just music videos. Obviously, I didn't buy either of those. They were gifts because when you're a child, you don't go shopping.
My dad has a DVD of all Spike Jonze director ones.
Okay.
And then a DVD of all like different other ones. I can't remember the other director, but all of them are like my favourite. It has like Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice, with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that is so good.
And the Bjork one for It's So So Quiet. That's a good video.
Right.
And Daft Punk, The Funk, with the dog head.
Yeah, they've had so many good videos.
But I just remembered it like from like in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And then, like, every time I see one now, like, after not seeing it for years, I'm like, oh, my God, I used to watch that.
Yeah. I think I've just thought of mine, but I can't remember the artist. Let me just Google it real quick. Shit. And I heard this song because, have you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
They were performing in the Bronze, which is like the club they like used to go to. And I heard the song and I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I Googled it and they had a sick video as well.
And it's your favourite video?
Yeah.
And you don't know what it's called?
Honestly, every time I look for the song, I have to like Google it for about 10 minutes before I find it.
Mm-mm. I don't know what my favourite one is though, out of all of them.
It's quite a hard question.
Yeah. We'll have to go back and change the question to be extremely open.
I found it. Okay, I don't know how you pronounce the artist's name. I'm going to say it's like Chibo Matto or Kibo Matto or something. The song is called Sugar Water. Okay.
Thanks.
It basically, like, video is cut in half and half of it is reversed and the other half is forward and then it, like, crosses over in the middle.
I feel like there's another video that does that I've seen.
Well, I don't... Oh, well, I'm not saying that this did it first, but...
No, I'm just... It's just interesting that you'd say... Oh, now I have to think, but I can't Google it because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Probably something I saw on TV. Yeah, the first thing I thought, oh yeah, the Coldplay video, but obviously that is not split in half.
Oh yeah, but that is a really good video.
That's back... Yeah, I know, and I absolutely hate Coldplay. And luckily my mum isn't here to hear me talking about Coldplay because she hates Coldplay more
really?
Than anyone in the world. Yeah.
Why do people hate them so much?
She literally thinks it's the worst thing in music. And she once was in like a bar, like with her friends, and Coldplay came on and she went home.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think, like, I used to hate them when I was younger, but I think I just, like, I hated everything when I was younger, unless it had, like, a shredding guitar solo in it. And, I don't know, I feel like they've changed their sound so much that surely you can't hate everything they've ever done. This must be another case where, like, you don't really like the people, so you don't really like the music.
Yeah. And I don't know why she's like this, but I think she just doesn't know why either, but she doesn't like George Ezra either. She said to me, if he came in this room, I'd punch him in the face.
He seems so harmless.
I know, I don't really... He's neither here nor there for me, but she just... It's because I think when she listens to the same radio station every day...
Oh, they do play him a lot.
...in the car, and they'll just be like, George Ezra, Coldplay, George Ezra, yeah. Coldplay, and she's like, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah. UK radio, love those two, so I can understand that.
Yeah. And it's an all right radio station, to be fair. At Absolute Radio.
Okay, shout out.
Yeah, because they do my favourite challenge.
Which?
Whamageddon,
which I lost.
Which I lost.
I like, you're kind
one
of blaming
earlier,
me for this, but you,
one
you're
day
the one
earlier
that snuck
than
into
last...
this show.
I can't believe I lost. I just was doing so well. I'd like avoided it at school. Like that's the hardest place because people are like, can we listen to Christmas songs? Like it's the 30th of November.
Yeah.
And they're like, can we put on Christmas songs? And I'm like, no. And then in history, we've been listening exclusively to Michael Bublé just to avoid it.
Yeah.
Because he does not sing Last Christmas.
What's your opinion on the Bublé?
I mean... I think it's like what you think. I think everyone just hates him. I don't really care. He doesn't affect my life. He just exists.
He just exists.
Yeah, like he does his thing. People like him. People hate him. He seems like a nice man.
He does seem like a nice man.
I guess.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's got a good voice. And I'm kind of a sucker for like swing music anyway, so I kind of...
Some of his Christmas songs are quite funny. When he covers Santa Baby and he goes, Santa Buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember thinking, okay, interesting choice.
It's like, why did he even
bother? Why bother? Why?
He's just not.
Yeah. Never mind.
And then we keep saying, because we keep listening to every history lesson now, we keep going, every time we say Merry Christmas, we'd be like, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé. He's just a legend. Okay, I've changed my opinion. He's my favourite.
Yeah, he's good. He's okay.
Now I think about it, he's the best artist ever. Of all time.
I find it weird that he's always over here at Christmas, though. He's always on BBC TV. He's like... Is he not big everywhere else in the world? Is it just in England?
No, I think he's big literally everywhere at Christmas time.
Yeah, he is the new Father Christmas. But
yeah,
he seems to just always be here at Christmas on our TV screens doing like live
here
stuff.
Here to see you, clearly.
Yeah. Okay.
He was on, obviously I have no life, so I did nothing on New Year's.
He was on the Hootenanny. Yes, I know, yeah.
And yeah, he was on that. But I was watching the Madness one, and then I kept switching every time I didn't know a Madness song.
Okay. I really like Jules Holland. Like, my, like, biggest life goal is to be on Later. But now...
I've seen it a couple of times, but I've only watched it when I, like, know someone I like is going to be on
sure.
it.
Sure. I think it's the kind of thing that we only ever used to watch when we went to our dad's house. And,
Yeah.
Like, I just remember... like staying up late and watching it, and like I discovered Radiohead on that show, and like this crazy band called Soylent Pimp Sessions, which are like this like really weird jazz funk fusion thing, and just like loads of cool stuff. But like there was always like one band that I kind of knew and liked, and then all the other stuff that you kind of have to sit through, and then occasionally you find
something there's some things on there I'm just like,
yeah, but like...
do I have to keep watching?
That's the point though, isn't it? Because you're just like, oh, yeah, this sucks. But then like the next thing that comes along could just like totally blow your socks off. So
yeah,
I have a soft spot for that show. I feel like I've...
But I don't... People, a lot of people nowadays don't watch TV.
I know.
At all. How they are missing out.
You don't need
There's
to watch
some
TV.
Fantastic shows.
What, are you talking on... like terrestrial TV? Or are you talking TV as a thing?
TV... in general, have you watched any game shows on TV? They are all brilliant. There's not one I wouldn't watch.
Yes, I've seen some game shows.
Golden Balls.
I haven't seen Golden Balls.
Best show ever.
Okay, I'll have to take your
because
word
it would,
for it.
Ninja Warrior would be better, but unfortunately, they don't make it anymore. Well, they do in Japan, but they don't do the English version anymore. Like,
surely the Japanese version would be better. It's called Ninja Warrior.
It is, but you... No, it's like, it's always the Japanese people, but, like, they do a version for English TV where they have a voiceover.
Is it like Takeshi's Castle?
Oh, yeah, but... Okay, I can't say one's better than the other because they're probably my favourite shows ever.
Okay.
And the new Takeshi's Castle is not as bad as I thought.
There's a new Takeshi's
Ross.
Castle?
Yeah, they did. They did one in Thailand with Jonathan Ross doing
the... Oh, dear.
It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But,
good. Good for Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, and have people not watched Come Dine With Me or Four in a Bed?
Oh, my God. They're
both
the worst.
Fantastic.
They are the worst.
Come Dine With Me? Come Dine With Me. The soundtrack is always on point.
No.
Always.
It's so, like, the only reason to watch it is to listen to the Saki commentator. Commentator? That's not
the
right word.
Dave,
you know,
Dave Lamb. My king. An inspiration.
I believe you. But I
And
I
turn
deal.
On the TV, new... Because they come in, like, sets of five episodes. Turn on the TV, new five-episode content. Of like, I start it, and it's the first one. I'm like, yes! Because otherwise, you have to catch up. It's quite... Like, what's going on? What's all this beef?
Yeah, there's no backstory.
But,
there's no context.
But I started it, first episode, in Reading. I was like, maybe I'll know someone. I didn't.
Okay.
But I still, it was very exciting.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, look. Do I recognise where their house is? That's... Should I go and
Why
knock
Why do
around?
We get excited about that? Somewhere I've been what? Is now on TV. Why is that exciting for us?
I don't know.
But it totally is.
It's just because it seems like a completely irrelevant place, and then all of a sudden something will happen. I'll be like, oh my God, that's me. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
There's literally no one is from here except
loads of people
Ricky
from
Gervais. Ricky Gervais. Go. Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle.
The Amazons and Sundara Karma. Those are the only people I know.
Yeah.
From here.
There's probably a lot more.
Jeremy Kyle is definitely the best one, though.
Jeremy Kyle. Yeah.
He's such a... Wow, what a legend. He actually... I know people who go to the school he used to go to. And apparently he... It's like a posh school, so I don't go there. But apparently one of my friends goes there. And he came in
yeah.
to an assembly.
To do what? Just to, like, shout at someone?
And No, like to give a speech about being on, you know, being successful.
Wow.
And then he asked if he should send his son there, which was a weird question.
Yeah. What, he asked the kids?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's very weird.
That's my favourite man.
Okay.
I don't know. He's on TV. He must be good.
I've heard things. But I won't say
he's
on
basically just. He's basically just really posh and annoying.
He's not posh.
He is a bit.
He is not posh.
For Reading, he is.
Okay.
I am. I would say I am too.
What, posh? You're Reading. Quite well spoken.
Yeah, that's because I went to a good primary school.
Okay.
Not, it wasn't private, but it was like in the nice area.
Okay. Wait, I have a question.
Called.
Do you think that I have a West Country accent?
No.
Do you think that Ewan does?
Sometimes.
Yeah. How weird is that?
That is weird.
Just.
But not really. None of you like sound that much. Just like words.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be worse.
Oh, it could be really bad.
I'm really bad. Whenever I go somewhere, I like do the accent of the place.
If I'm talking like, to someone,
my
with
dad's
accent.
Like, "Shut up! You're gonna get kicked out. You're gonna get beat up." Like I'm in where do we go? Birmingham, and I like start doing Peaky Blinders impressions. And he's like, "Oh my god, you're literally gonna get beat up."
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah.
I will.
When we met Pond, I was talking in an Australian accent for like 2 weeks afterwards. I just couldn't.
Really?
I couldn't shake it. It's horrible. And like, I can't like not do it.
Are they from Australia? Yeah. Oh, didn't know
Where
that.
Did you think they were from?
I don't really know much about them. I just saw them Reading Festival 2017.
Okay.
From like afar. Yeah. I watched them.
They were awesome.
And I was like, oh. But I also met someone I'd never met before during their set, so I was a bit distracted.
Oh, yeah?
That's another story that's completely irrelevant.
I'm curious about this story.
Oh, it's really so random. Like, person. I just met someone like who I'd known for a long time but had never met, and then I just met them during that, and that's why I remember seeing them.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. We've gone off piece now.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels ridiculous to ask the next question now.
Okay.
Because it's completely... Okay, let's just... Well, okay. Favourite album of last year?
Favourite album of last year... Oh, do you know what? I suck at this. What albums even came out last year? Because I'm so, like, not aware. I always, like, end up getting into, like, relevant modern music, like, a year or two after it was, like, really hypey. But what did I like that came out last year? Did the Wolf Alice album come out last year?
No.
No, that was the year before.
I think that was the year before.
Jesus Christ.
Because that's what, I asked my dad this like yesterday. And because he was like, oh, this is, we were listening to something. Superorganism. He was like, no. Yeah. He was like, this is my favorite album of last year. I was like, yeah, yeah. And then he was like, wait, did the Wolf Alice album come out last year? I was like, no, you idiot.
It's a bit mean. But like.
Yeah, but it's as if I hadn't played it.
Okay.
In 2017.
All right. I really like, do you know what? I really like Eliza's album. That's probably not very cool to say. Are you writing that down to like check it out?
No, I'm looking at Spotify.
Okay. So yeah, Eliza.
Because I can't remember either.
That came out at the end, like the very end of last year. That's why I can actually remember it. And yeah, that was really cool. And I really like I think Kamasi Washington's album came out last year. Called Heaven and Earth, but it's like it's the most amount of vinyl I've ever bought in one go. It was like 5 discs all in one thing, and one of them you had to like cut out of the cardboard.
Gorillaz did one where they had like 20 discs. It was like Demon Days re-edition, and there was like 20, like, oh no, it wasn't, it was Humans. There was like, you could get it where there was like 2 songs on each disc and they were all multicolored or something for like £600 or something stupid.
I mean, I was like, if I'm gonna buy an album like
who
that,
who is even gonna listen to that?
No one's gonna listen to it. It's like a decorative piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
They are probably the only artist that I would buy something like that. Like, just because Not that I have that kind of money.
I do not have the funds.
No, but like, just because the artwork is half of it, really, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah. Well, it is.
Yeah.
I own 50% of this company.
Yeah.
The Now.
Yeah, the Now.
I don't think that was
yeah.
my favourite, though.
Huh?
I don't think that was my favourite of last year, though.
No, well, what was,
it was good, though.
What was your favourite? Okay.
I'm just going to say something else.
Yeah.
I like the Black Honey album. Oh, that was really, really good.
The what?
They're my favourite. Black Honey.
Oh, okay. I'm jumping on my Spotify real quick just to see what I've been listening to.
Who else? Super Organism, like I said.
Yeah.
Arctic Monkeys, Controversial. Woo. I'm actually about to release an episode, like, after we do this, I'm going to publish it, where we literally talked about the Arctic Monkeys album for half of it.
Okay.
Which I felt a bit bad about, considering we're supposed to be talking about her.
Yeah. What, she's a fan as well, or...?
Oh, she is, yeah. Okay. But we were talking That's about it because okay. she didn't know what she thought of it.
Okay. I haven't listened to it. Like... I haven't really been that into anything they've done since the second album. But I feel like...
Oh, you need to listen to Humbug.
I have listened to it. I've just not been that, like, not that into it. I like... Because I think Cornerstones is probably their best song.
No, that's their best. What is?
Cornerstones is the best song. And best video as well.
Not even on the album, though.
Is it not on Humbug?
It's not the best one on the album.
Oh, what? I think it is.
I recreated that video.
Is it on YouTube?
When I was like 13.
Okay.
No, it's on my phone.
Okay, it needs to be on YouTube.
I did a exact recreation of it. I was wearing like a red turtleneck.
Yeah.
I was using a mouse as my microphone.
I was gonna say, did you have a little tape recorder?
And like a little bag. Well, no, I didn't have that. But I had like brown hair with a fringe, like quite long.
Yeah.
It's really strange. It doesn't look like me.
I love that
it's
video.
Good,
it's so good. That was Richard Ayoade that like directed that video, mm-hmm. right?
Apparently it's in his house.
Oh, really?
Mm. He did loads of videos in that album.
Oh, okay. Wait, isn't that...
He's kind of...
That's the album where they're like on a boat.
Yeah, that's the one he did
he
as
did
well.
That one? Surely not. Yeah. That wasn't in his house. In his
no,
bathtub.
That wasn't in his house.
Well, let's see
if
you get...
I can't remember any ones from last year. I'm just thinking about ones that haven't come out yet that are coming out this year. Like, Gus Dapperton.
You're going to talk about stuff favorite. I don't know who they are. What?
Yeah, because you just did that, so I'm allowed to do it now.
You asked me the question.
Yeah, but I'm...
I'm the guest on this show,
this is,
okay?
This is my podcast. I can say what
Go
I like.
Go on. Go on, then.
I said Gus Dapperton.
Yeah, I was expecting more to come. Or was that it?
Okay. Marina, formerly known as Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh, has she changed now? She's just Marina.
Yeah, she's a bit weird. Like, I love her because everyone loves her when you're like 12 and you're a girl and you think that you're sad, but you're not really that sad. You're just like pretending you are. And I love her and... She is a bit weird, like, she's really strange, like, you think Anne the Diamonds, she thinks it's, like, so, like, meaningful, but you're like, it really means nothing, but she changed her Instagram name as well, like, a couple years ago from okay. what it used to be to, like, her name, because she was like, I'm a real artist, my at needs to be my name, and we were like, ain't that deep, Maria?
There's probably, like, okay. some really uninteresting legal reason why she... had to change all that or something, but that's just the boring industry side.
Her surname is like Diamandis, which is why it's
really
I think
an educational
why, yeah.
podcast. This is good.
Yeah, I know, it's a very educational and interesting, and I think Charlie XCX is doing a new album next year, so don't judge me for that, but I think she is and I'm excited to hear it anyway.
Okay.
I love her. When she said it's a girls' night out, no boys, no boys. I felt that.
Okay, that's good. I really have no opinion. I feel like she's obviously like a super talented songwriter, but I have no opinion as like an artist.
She does a Sophie writes a lot of her songs, and Nuni Beu, they're her main songwriters, okay. I think.
But doesn't she like write for other people as well?
Yeah, she wrote you know the song that she's on, I Love It, from like 2012. She wrote that.
Yeah, which is pretty big song.
Yeah, if I could be one person, I would choose to be her.
No way.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's just so cool. Her life is so awesome.
Have you seen there's a video on YouTube where she's just like showing people around her house. And it's just like, what?
My favorite video of her is when she was playing I Love It to a crowd in Germany at a festival, and they're just sort of like looking at her and not dancing, and she's like freaking out. She's like, I said, does anybody know this fucking song? I thought this song was big in Germany.
That is kind of yeah, it is weird though, like people in Germany don't go crazy, they just stand and like really appreciate the band. It's so weird.
It was just so funny.
Yeah.
It was like, it went like really, oh, it's just the funniest video ever.
It's kind of like, I hate watching a band like really struggle on stage to like vibe with the audience. It is like, it's the hardest
thing. I think she'd probably just played some other songs and she didn't expect anyone really to know them. But then she's going to play her biggest hit and then she's like, I know you know this.
Yeah. Please.
I know you've heard this on the radio. There was like a couple people jumping, but like, you know.
Oh, that's even worse though, isn't it? Three people jumping.
Yeah, but if I think the audience was just too old, because when I saw her, like, a lot of people didn't know her. Like, they knew her, obviously, because she's really famous, but they didn't know her stuff, and then she still managed to make everyone, like... But then again, I was in the dance tent of Reading Festival, so, like,
okay.
It doesn't really matter who comes on stage. I didn't want to be in that. That was the only time I've ever been in that, I promise.
Yeah, that's a promise. I don't care.
Yeah, but I do, because it's a dodgy place and there's a lot of bad things going on.
The whole of Reading Festival is a dodgy place.
I did see something quite spectacular whilst I was in there for the hour that I was in there for. I saw a stack of four people on their shoulders.
Oh, yeah, they love doing that in the tent.
Like, I've seen, like, two and three. I had never seen four in my life.
That's crazy high.
And I saw it.
Like,
and then
the person at the bottom must have been hench.
Yeah, I know. It must have been, like, a... really strong guy, like,
yeah,
maybe it wasn't. I got thrown off at your show. I got thrown off.
Wait, where was this?
At your show.
Yeah, where?
In Bristol.
Okay. Wait, okay.
You threw him in. It hurt my bum.
I don't. What? You, yeah, you were stood.
He just was like.
I don't remember you standing. I don't remember seeing you up high.
Yeah, I was for the last song.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't see me, but okay.
Yeah, soz.
Okay, sis. That's fine.
I just feel like I would notice someone standing on someone's shoulders in the audience. I've never seen that at one.
I wasn't standing on his shoulders.
Well, that's what you led me to believe just now.
No, I never said that.
That's what you listen to this back and you're going
to
be so
embarrassed. I will listen to it and I'll be like, wow, what an idiot. I can't believe he didn't realise what I said.
Okay. Hit me with the next question.
Your dream live lineup. So, like, main act and then two supports.
Is this alive or dead, or is this just currently?
I would say dead or alive, but then... Yeah, okay, fine. Dead or alive.
I feel like that was half-hearted. I feel like... We can say currently.
No, it's fine. What?
We can say, like, now.
Okay. Do currently... And then you can do your dream
this
one.
This is hard. So wait, how many do I get? Three.
You get a big one, and then you can have two of any size as support.
And where are they playing? This is all very important stuff. Is it a big show? Or is it like a festival? Or is it like...
wherever you like. They can be playing in your shed for all I care.
I don't have a shed, but...
Okay, if you had a shed, if you built one, they could play in it.
Who would be headlining? I don't want to pick really obvious people, but I suppose if it's like headlining, then it probably should be quite big.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point. Okay. I feel like, well, Outkast aren't technically together anymore, but I feel like they would be an amazing headliner. Can I use that? They're alive, but they're not together.
Yeah. Just have Andre 3000.
Can't just have Andre on his own. Need them both.
He's the star.
They need each other. So yeah,
clearly not.
Do you know what? We used to hate on Big Boy quite a lot, and now like I've come around. He's definitely very important to the whole operation. Who else is going to be on it? I feel like I want it to be a variety. Tame would probably be on there. Tame Impala, that's an obvious one. Everybody loves Tame Impala, except for...
I love too.
And maybe... I watched Erykah Badu's Soul Train performance. She like won a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's like 20 minutes long, like a medley of like five or six of her songs. And it was so good. So I feel like Erykah Badu...
But only if she does that exact thing.
No, she can do anything she wants. She's the coolest. Oh, shit, no. Okay, the Roots would be headlining. And, oh, God, I can't. Roots, Tame Impala, and Erykah Badu. There you go. The okay. Roots headlining. Because well, then they can get loads of special guests on. And then you get loads of people on as a headliner. They can get Andre out. See, I win. I win either way.
You win. I feel like I've seen everyone except Tame Impala that I love, I think. Not obviously everyone, because some of them are dead, but that I can. I think so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I used to have a list, but I think I've seen them all now.
Do you have, like, anyone that's, been, like, way better live than you thought, and B, been, like, a bit of a disappointment?
Dreamwife were so much better live than I thought. Well, not that I thought they would be, but then I liked their music, like, recorded.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I don't know
like
why.
An energy
it's just so
with those guys
good.
When they play live. It's, like, it's really captivating.
It's, like, my favourite show ever. Probably. One of them.
Where did you see them?
Oh, yes. Heaven.
Okay, cool.
And I went with my friend Lara, and she didn't really know them. She went for the support at Wen Young, who I also didn't really know then.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, they have a song that sounds like The Strokes. I was like, yeah, you really haven't listened to Dreamwife, have you? And then they played, and afterwards she was like, oh my God, I need to buy all their albums. I need to buy everything. I need to buy... And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said.
They're guitarists.
I don't know why. Because I bought their album. Like, I do this sometimes. I just get really annoying and, like, spontaneous. And I, like, seen something on TV about them. And then I looked them up. And I just bought their album. I hadn't even listened to it. I, like, ordered it.
Really?
Pre-ordered it. Yeah, and then it came in the mail. I was like, oh, I forgot about this. And I played it. And, like, I was like, wow, I'm glad this is good because I just bought it. I was about to do the same thing when I first heard a song by 10 Tons. It's like, lucky I like him now, but I didn't do it at the time. I was like, on there, I had it in my car. I was like, don't be stupid. So I stopped.
Okay.
And then now I like
How
him.
How does your mum feel about you liking George Ezra's brother?
Oh, we didn't realise that until someone told us.
Does she like 10 Tons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like... like in love with him, but if I play it, she'll
sure.
Because I am the person who controls the music in the car.
I believe you.
I have to be.
Going back to Dreamwife, their guitarist is like the coolest person alive right now.
Yeah, I mean, she plays left hand. That's a bit like of a okay, but she's very good. I don't know why. I just feel like, why can't you just learn it one way? Why do you have to have a special guitar?
Well, because she's left-handed.
I don't know why. It's my right-hand privilege. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a bit funny about it.
So Ewan is left-handed, but he learnt to play every instrument right-handed because basically we only had right-handed instruments at home anyway because we had, like, our dad's guitars. So he just learnt right-handed.
Yeah.
But he did have a left-handed guitar to begin with or, like, tried it out, I think, and just, like, he just found it easier. But some people do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, no offence to the greats, but I really hate this more when they play upside down. I'm just like, especially now, I'm like, why can't you just buy one?
Because
that's
there's
right?
so much if you're more really expensive. Gonna play with your
Yeah, but oh,
and,
there, it just
and you
annoys
can't
me.
Buy like every guitar left-handed.
Yeah, then learn to play with your right hand.
Or
oh,
flip
just frustrates
it over.
Me.
Everybody's happy.
Except me. I'm like looking at you like. Oh, and that does remind me of the disappointment seeing the Japanese house.
Okay.
Not just because she played her guitar upside down, but because when. So I have like a really bad back.
Okay.
And usually it's okay. Like, it's bad when I do like trampolining, but you know, that's like whatever.
That's like the but, worst thing you can do if you so have a bad back.
That's. No, because I didn't have one when I started. And then I realised I had one and I had to stop being competitive and elite, which was annoying.
Okay,
but anyway.
I believe you.
I have a bad back. And usually it's okay. I can't really mosh.
Okay.
Which everyone
That's
hates me for.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I don't like it anyway, but it's fine.
I don't understand why
I have
people mosh
sometimes
at music that isn't angry.
I hate it. I hate when people... Because then some bands, people just do it for anything. I'm like... Are you having fun? Or are you just on drugs?
Yeah.
I just want to know.
It's like, why are you so angry? Why are you, we're all here to have a good time. What's wrong? Let's sit down and chat.
I just want to dance. Yeah, when people mosh during things that are like funky as well, I'm like,
yeah.
Now is the time for moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for jumping and punching each other. Yeah. I got punched in the face at a Wolf Alice concert. It's not nice.
Well, some Wolf Alice
like
tracks I can
man.
Imagine people moshing to, but like... I don't know. You don't punch a girl in the face. That's not really cool.
Yeah.
You don't punch anyone in the
I know.
Face.
And it was like
honest.
An old man as well. So I like kicked him in the shins.
Yeah. Sweet.
What was I even saying? Oh yeah, the Japanese house. It was just so like, I have a bad back and I like felt it at the end. I was like, oh my God, that was so, I don't know why. Because everyone I know likes them. But I stood there and I was like bored as hell. I was like looking at the clock because there's a clock. There used to be a clock at the side of the Reading stage that you could look at to see how long was left.
Yeah.
And I was like, it seems to be going like backwards. I was like, I don't know who we were even waiting for. Oh, you know Eden, the Eden Project?
I know.
Oh, I don't even think he's like does stuff. Maybe he still does stuff, but I can't remember hearing about him. My friend is the biggest fan and she really wanted to be at the front, so we had to sit through that. I think that's why. We were just like, that was dead. Their last song was okay.
Okay.
Japanese house, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I don't know why.
It was at the Eden Project.
No, it's Reading Festival.
Oh, shit.
And Eden Project
okay,
was on
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. Gotcha.
Yeah. We were like, that was just...
Yeah, dull.
I don't know why I hated it so much.
I've
I feel like I might
them.
Like it now.
But I probably should. They're quite a hypey band.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, all of the people I know that like them also like the 1975, so what can you do?
Where do you stand on the 1975?
That is my thing. Everyone knows I hate them.
Oh, okay. That's your thing.
That's one of the things... That I can't even be like, I see why people might like it. Because I don't.
I mean, I guess I don't really have any beef. It kind of bothers me when people call them a guitar band. Because I feel like there's not really that much guitar in their music. But
there's people that do the auto-tune thing good. AKA, Will I Am, my king. But
how many kings do you have?
So many and everyone's a king. Even girls, even women are kings because king is gender neutral.
Okay.
But everyone's also my queen as well because queen is gender neutral
yeah.
also.
I mean,
it depends who you are, whether you're king or queen. Because like queen is like pop. Like if you're a pop artist, I'll be like, oh my God, my queen. But if it's like something else, I'll say king.
Okay.
Just a thing I do.
It's another one of your things. Are these your friends or these like people that you meet in the street randomly?
Anyone.
Just anyone.
Not people. You think I talk to people on the street? If they look at me, I do a face. I have this face which people
oh, this will be good
always
for radio.
Think I'm really, really scary where I just like look. And that's my resting face.
Okay.
And people ask me, are
so
you
basically
all right?
When people look at you, you do nothing. You just stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I've just exposed myself as a horrible person.
I kind of hate when you're like when you're going somewhere and then you bump into someone that you know and you know that you should stop and be like, hey, how you doing? But you're like, really can't be bothered with this right now.
Especially when it's like a teacher in Tesco's.
That hasn't happened to
like
me for a while.
11 p.m. That's like, oh, do you mind?
Wait, what? They stop and chat to you?
Sometimes.
Wow.
I see these people every day. Like, I only do three things.
Yeah, but...
So I see them every day and they're like, oh my...
My school teachers never would have stopped and chatted.
Yeah, maybe I'm a good student. Maybe I'm nice. Maybe they like me.
Mabes.
Definitely. On my report, all outstanding.
Yeah.
100% attendance, even though I skipped the last lesson to come to Leeds.
Oh, shit.
Still got 100% attendance. Because they're wit.
Wow. Or they just don't care.
I skipped the last lesson because it was something we call enrichment, which basically is you join a club.
Okay.
And you have to do it every Wednesday after school. I'm in like history film club or something dumb.
Okay.
There's like loads of things like Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait, what?
But if I went there, I couldn't stop just...
How is this?
It's like a club, like Wednesday after school, if teachers don't have a lesson,
yeah,
they are allowed to run the club for enrichment. It's really weird.
Okay.
But if you do an EPQ, you don't do it.
Okay.
But I'm not a nerd, so...
Well, when I was at school, we used to do like... I don't know how I managed to wangle this, but like I was basically every lunchtime I'd be in the music rooms just like playing guitar or whatever with my friends or on my own. And there was the guy who ended up becoming like a really close friend of ours, called Bob. Shout out to Bob. He,
if you're listening.
If you're listening, which you definitely are, especially if I tell you. He used to run the print department. So he used to print like all the like... I don't know, lesson plans and stuff that we needed, or like school newsletter and stuff like that.
Back in the olden days.
But before email. But he's still there. But yeah, so he was like really into guitar. So he used to like, I just used to get my last lesson off every Friday and just go and play with Bob, like play guitar. And it wasn't an official lesson.
We always try and go in at lunch, but the year eight band seemed to have booked every single day.
The year eight band.
The year eight band.
That's what they're called.
Because every year of my school, my teacher tries to make for the school concerts. He tries to make each year like have a band.
Oh.
And the year eight band are just always in there.
You can't catch a break, can you?
Yeah, and I wasn't invited into any of the bands in any year.
You started your own band. It's all good. What are you guys called?
Yeah,
again?
It's fine. Worm Immortality Team.
Just rolls off the tongue. I'm very curious.
Okay, this is very exciting. Do you know Metropolis Studios?
Yeah.
They like are doing this weird thing where they like randomly ask like 10 schools. You're allowed to submit like 5 artists and a song, and they come round to your school. They like watch you do it. They pick one from every school, and then you go to the final. And the person who's the best in the final gets to record their song there.
That sounds terrifying.
I'm excited. I bought a suit.
You bought a suit? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
the suit. We're all wearing suits.
With what?
Suits and eyeliner. We're all wearing suits.
Oh, cool.
My options are really weird. I have no one in any two of my classes.
Okay.
Because I've just been like, one of these things.
You basically just throw a dart at the...
Maths, because I am good at it and like it.
I suck at maths.
I got a 9 in my GCSE, which is the top grade you can get. And I did further maths too and got an A star. Just going to flex because it's the only thing I'm good at.
Wait, did you just say you're not a nerd?
I am a nerd. That's why I make fun of nerds.
That's why it's okay.
Because I'm allowed to.
Okay. Yeah, music and art is basically the only places I was like really excited about.
I don't know why. I chose art for GCSE because I was just so rubbish, but then I got quite good over 2 years.
Yeah,
like I got quite good, like I can paint now.
Well, that sounds like it was a good teacher, honestly. At my school,
yeah,
when you did GCSE art, it was like all they did was tell you off for not doing enough art. I don't think I actually learned anything.
I hate being late.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, I can't stand it. Like, if someone is going to be, like, a minute late, I'm like...
I'm that person that is giving you palpitations.
I know. And all my friends are, too.
I remember my New Year's resolution last year was to not be late for things. And it didn't go that well. But, you know, the thing is, I try and leave on time. And then I realise I've forgotten something, I have to go back. And then I do that like 5 times, and then I'm late.
My mum leaves herself exactly the right amount of time to get ready, except she doesn't think going to the toilet counts as getting ready. So like, we're ready to go, and then she'll just go to the toilet. I mean, we need to leave.
This is one hell of a podcast.
I know. It's basically roasting my mum.
I know. I love your mum.
She doesn't even listen
to
it
nice.
Yet.
She doesn't deserve it.
She doesn't even listen to it yet. You don't have to see her go to the toilet like 20 times.
I've never seen my own mum go to the toilet. I don't want to see your mum.
I don't. It's a bit different because we're both women, though, I think.
I haven't seen my dad go either. Just saying.
No, but you know when... It's because the only people who live in my house, this house, is me, my mum and my sister.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Right? So we're just, you know...
You're open.
I mean, I'm not particularly open, but they are. Like, if I need something right now, I'm going to walk in and open the door.
Yeah.
If she sat on the toilet and say it. I don't care.
I don't care.
She doesn't care. We don't
care.
That's
nice.
But I don't. I'm not very open, though. I'm quite, like...
There's always one that's, like, super private. Especially in, like, household where it's generally, like, quite open.
That's me.
That's you.
Do you want to see my new guitar?
Yes.
This is obviously rubbish content. It's so cool.
It's a flower.
Yeah. And it's like 3/4, so good for my little hands.
Nice. Who makes that?
It's like Daisy Rock. Oh, but they don't make them anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think they did.
It's like... No, but I found it on Amazon.
Was it super cheap?
With a Christmas present.
Nice. Yeah.
But obviously I choose all of my Christmas presents now. And I have to give Santa the links. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah, because everyone knows he needs the web links and, you know, website addresses in order to get the right present.
Of course, how will the elves know where to order them from?
Yeah, exactly, where to order it from online.
Definitely.
It's true.
Yeah, no, I believe you. That's always how I've understood it, even pre-internet.
I love how I'm 16, my sister is 18, but we still, like, do Santa.
My mum still asks me for a list, and I'm like, just don't get me anything.
My mum was sat on the computer tracking Santa, you know what you can do?
Yes.
On, like,
I do.
Nora, she was, like, doing it.
Why?
She, like, the whole evening. I don't know.
That is...
It's exciting. It was Christmas.
Aw, that's nice. I really hate getting a gift that I know I don't like and then feigning happiness. I suck at it. I can't lie. People see straight through me. So it's like, it's written all over my face that I hate the gift I've just got. And I really just wish, like, I'd rather have no gift. I'd rather just, like, spend some time with people at Christmas. But...
I'm the opposite. I'd rather just sit alone at Christmas. And there's actually not that many people in my family. Like, I only have one sister. My parents both only have one sibling.
Yeah.
My dad's sister has 2 kids. Those are my only 2 cousins because my mum's brother doesn't have any kids.
Okay. We have quite a big family.
And, like, yeah, I imagined. Because you have, like, 100 siblings.
I don't have 100 siblings. I have, Ewan, who is my brother, obviously. And I have 2 sisters from my dad's first marriage, and that's it. But then my dad has, I don't know, whether it's like 6 or 7 siblings, and my mum has 2, but I've never met one of them, and I've never met her dad, which is quite interesting.
Oh. Okay, wait. My mum wants to come upstairs to get something.
Okay.
Well,
we've been doing this for an hour. So.
Oh.
Have you got many more questions?
Wait, I'll just tell.
I have one more question.
I have one more question. Okay, cool. But my mum's just going to come up, so I'll just wait.
That's cool, I'll say hi.
He's waving.
Got that like a state, just been running.
Hello.
What are you getting?
You know Amy's doing her swimming course.
Yeah.
She needs a photo of her old certificate.
Oh, right.
Okay. I went swimming this morning. It was nice.
Okay. Wow, you're like the same person.
I know. We have so much in common.
I don't swim.
I used to love it, and then like I started swimming again in the summer, and I'll try and go like every day, but mainly because I really enjoy listening to the old men like have conversations in the sauna at the end of it, just because it's like, I don't know.
That's my least favorite type of person.
Old man.
Yeah.
Why?
Just don't.
You're just like, you're generalising all older gentlemen, just tarring them all with the same brush.
If I begin with the premise that I don't, then eventually it'll be fine. Like if I meet them and they disprove it, that's fine. Well done.
But they're just an anomaly. They're just the exception.
Yeah,
to the rule.
Exactly. Last question.
Last question.
What's the song you never get sick of? Because I get sick of songs all the time because I listen to them too much.
There's lots of songs I never get sick of. There's an album I never get sick of, which is a really obvious album, Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. That would be my like desert island album. But a single song that I don't get sick of. I need to look through my iTunes.
The desert island thing is really strange, because why on earth would you be able to listen to a song on a desert island? How exactly?
You do have a good point.
How?
I don't
because
know.
If you're listening to it like physically, that means you'd also have to have a player. And if you're listening to it on your
a
phone,
player.
You have your goddamn phone. Yeah, like a CD player or like a record player.
So there's maybe there's like electricity to a
and if there's electricity, why on earth are you listening to a song and not trying to get help?
But maybe you want to be on the desert island. Maybe you don't want to. You just like,
yeah, all the time.
I hate society.
And like, I just wish I was on a desert island right now, burning to a crisp,
listening to one song over and over again.
Yeah, listening to one song and one album. Because then you would get sick of it.
To answer your question, maybe Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins. But who knows? I'll probably get sick of it after 5 listens.
Now, after you've said it, you'll be sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to, like, if I listen to a song or an album, I won't listen to it again for, like, at least 24 hours. Probably a couple of days. I can't, like, play the same album over and over again.
I always get sick of Blur. It's really frustrating. I don't know why. I like listen to them. I'm like, yes. And then like I try and listen to it again. I'm like, I'm kind of sick of this. And it's annoying because it's like, why am I getting sick of it?
Yeah, they're so good. Favorite. They are great. Have you seen the documentary, The No Distance Left to Run?
Which one? I don't know if I've seen that one. I saw Starshaped though.
Okay.
Which was like a tall one. I don't know.
No Distance Left to Run is awesome. It's basically like when they got back together to do the Hyde Park shows. And
Graham,
yeah, he's super cool. He was my hero.
Oh, I love Graham.
And then we went to see him live. You and got me tickets, and he was just like really angry with the audience. He like kind of threw a strop while we were there, and it was like, oh no, Graham, you're supposed
is
to be
it
like
as bad as
you are.
Is it as bad as a Liam Gallagher strop?
No, he was just kind of like he was just
did
really
you ever
angry
see
and like he was like an angsty teenager when he came on stage, rather than like the cool Graham Coxon that we all know and love, which is a shame.
Did you ever see the video of Liam Gallagher when he got a fish thrown at him?
No, I haven't seen that video.
He like saw through a fish and he was like, right, well, who threw this fish on here then? Stinky, smelly fish, man. I'm not having it. And he walks off.
Fair enough.
He stops playing and he walks off because someone threw a fish at him. Didn't even hit him.
Yeah, but it's a fish. I mean, how much trouble do you have to go through to get a fish into a venue?
Someone threw a cheeseburger at Alex Turner and he just sang about it. He was like, somebody just hit me with a cheeseburger in the groin.
Okay, yeah, that is the way to deal with that shit, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Life lessons.
And it was during... Yeah, because that's what I'd do. I'd eat it. Not the fish, obviously. And not even the cheese. I wouldn't even eat either of them. If someone threw, like, an apple, I'd eat it.
Yeah. Depending on what kind of apple.
Only if...
If it's a jazz apple.
Only if it's Linda McCartney.
Awesome. Yes.
This is a no-meat zone.
This is a no-meat zone. I'm having an operation on Friday. So I'm going to be, like, really? We're not doing anything for, like, 3 weeks. Because I'll be, like, recovering. Just
what
heads up.
What are you getting done?
Since I was about 16, I have, like, really bad sinuses. I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when hay fever season kicks in, it's, like, horrendous. So they're basically mm-hmm. cutting my nose open and chopping loads of bone and cartilage out. Sounds pretty intense.
You're getting a nose job?
Essentially, yes. But yeah, no, they're basically cutting the holes bigger at the back of my nose, which is horrible.
That is grim.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, and apparently I'm going to be like super, I'm going to have like a black face for like, well, black eyes for like 3 weeks.
Take pictures.
I'm going to, yeah, post a selfie every day.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I did when I got the tiniest little operation ever. I have a lump on my nose. Well, not anymore, because I got it cut off.
Okay.
And I had this plaster on my face. I was like, plaster.
Plasters are cool. Like, did you get the, like, the ones with little pictures on? Or was it just
no,
a
it wasn't a plaster. It was, like, it was like tape.
Okay.
But, like, a really, like, thick tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most major surgery I've ever had.
Yeah, I've never had surgery before. I didn't really think about it. But it's creeping up.
So I've only ever broken my toes. And you don't get anything for that.
No. Apparently you break your little toe like loads of times a year. I can't remember the exact number.
Yeah, it wasn't my little toe, but yeah. Broke it like I do sing in gymnastics. Obviously. Where you're like on the bar when you go all the way around, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't realise like, because I used to be really short because it just stunts your growth.
Yeah.
And then I sort of cut down my hours and I didn't realise how much I'd grown. And the bars were like at their end. And I just kicked my feet on it.
Oh.
And it, like, I broke my
feet. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's horrible.
I know. It is horrible. It's not as horrible as splitting the beam down the middle.
That's not.
Of your legs.
That's not. Oh. That sounds. That is.
Have you done that like 50 times?
No, thank you. Can we change the subject?
Thanks
for
listening.
This
time.
It's
been
really
fun.
See
you
next
time
for
the
next
installment
of
Maisies
mixtape stuff open. And then you can just chop that together.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. Thank you.
Hope you all enjoyed listening. You're out of here. Get out of here, love. You're gone.